It's time for Coffee Talk. And today I thought I'd reflect on KTWH and what we've been up to behind the scenes here and out in the community in 2024. You might want to get a pen and pencil because there's a lot of stats. But I'll say it slowly so it's not completely overwhelming. But this community radio station could not function without volunteers, and that is truly the beat of this radio station, that we have over 20 active volunteers who volunteer on a weekly basis, and then almost double that when we have special events and projects. So that's pretty amazing. And we have volunteer committees, our tech committee that keeps us on the air and keeps computers and all this electronic stuff working, and the transmitter and all those kinds of things. And we have, of course, our board of directors that are all volunteer, that keep us fiscally responsible and putting us in a strategic direction so we can serve you, our community, better. So those 20 people who volunteer on a regular basis put in over 5,200 hours of volunteer work in 2024. And the state of Minnesota actually puts a price tag on what volunteer time is worth. So if those volunteers were paid for their hours, they in-kind donated, get this number, $127,450 worth of their time. That is pretty amazing. We are very fortunate to have that kind of dedication here at KTWH. All right, and we were out and about. We had our annual special events, of course, Cabin Fever Reliever, and that's coming up here, I believe, in March. And we are always at Heritage Days, and we had our Dunk Tank last year, a big hit. And our October Over the Moon Gala happens every fall as well. And then, of course, we toss in a couple of fun on-air fun drives throughout the year to keep us on the air. We are working with a modest budget of just about $50,000, and it's amazing how much gets accomplished. And we can always use support, so then we're not going month by month, and that we're able to update our equipment and pay our very small part-time staff and purchase items that are needed to run a radio station. And, of course, keep the lights on and the power on. So that's a very modest budget. Some other stats here with our on-air hosts. Approximately 195 interviews were held in 2024. And that's not counting the live beet farms that happen once a month. Our morning show crew and others pulled together some pretty amazing interviews in a variety, everything from school officials to city officials to musicians and authors and naturalists and meteorologists and environmentalists. Any kind of a topic you can think of, our volunteers have their finger on the pulse of what's happening and try and get that on the air for you. So that's 195 approximate interviews that happened. We have nearly 100 hours of on-air programming 7 days a week, and that's pretty unheard of in the nonprofit small community radio world. And of that, a large percentage, we're not quite to 50% yet, of locally produced programs. We did bring on a new program this year, and that's exciting. So I'd like to invite you all, if you have ideas or interests or money that you would like to support KTWH with, You can give us a call here. Find out what kind of volunteer opportunities there are. If you have an idea for a program that you would like to produce or that you would like to throw out to see if someone else could do that, you can. There's a form on our website, or of course, always stop by the studio, and I'd like to invite you to just come on in and see the behind the scenes. See our production studio, our on-air studio. We do pretty well with the space that we have, and it's a well-oiled machine. So there you go. That's the wrap of KTWH on for 2024. And man, are we looking forward to an amazing 2025.